Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Have you ever considered applying for an arts grant? The Minnesota State Arts Board is coming to Duluth next week on Friday, April 15th, for two public workshops. What grants, you say? Well, here is Director Sue Jens with more information.
I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota State Arts Board. The Arts Board is a state agency, so many people are familiar with the state's Department of Education or the Department of Transportation, but they may not know that the state also has an agency that is specifically focused on arts and promoting and helping to develop the arts in our state. There has been something like a state arts board in the state of Minnesota for more than 100 years. The Arts Board's primary functions are to be a grant maker, and we make grants to individual artists and arts organizations, and we also pass through some of the funds that come from the state legislature to 11 regional arts councils. So in the Duluth area, the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council receives funding that comes through the Arts Board. And they, too, are providing grants and services to help artists and arts organizations produce their activities and promote their work. So it's a statewide system, reaches every county of the state, and that's part of the reason that Minnesota has such a dynamic and really highly developed arts structure.
Beyond the individual artist supports, talk about some of the other programs, community organizations, schools, or public art.
Certainly. Well, the artist is where it starts. The artist is the heart of any kind of arts activity that happens. We know that we need those individuals who are really sparking the activity. But then you see the Duluth Playhouse or the Duluth Art Institute, the Tweed Museum, and others who are organizations that exist to produce and present the arts every day, all year round. And what we're seeing with new legacy funds, which I'm really excited about, is more and more organizations that are not arts organizations thinking about and finding ways to build arts programming into their activities. So, for example, we see schools bringing artists or arts organizations in to work in residence with their students for a few days or for a week. Some schools will bring them back over a period of months. We also see senior centers, nursing homes, doing the same sort of thing, inviting an artist to come in and maybe do storytelling with their residents or journal writing or music. Older adults really are very excited about being involved with musical activities. So we see that happening. We're also funding folk and traditional arts and festivals. So we fund the Grand Marais Arts Festival that happens in the summertime. And we're starting to fund more and more folk or traditional artists. So whether that's a Native artist, a Norwegian artist, a Somali poet, or a Hmong weaver, we are reaching broader and broader groups of people through those kinds of arts programs as well. So one of the things the Legacy Fund has allowed us to do is to not just fund arts that happen in concert halls or in theaters, but in community centers and libraries and schools and in all sorts of different organizations all around the state.
It's really fantastic. There's the informational sessions happening here in the Duluth community that help you get an overview of what it means to apply for a grant.
The workshops will definitely help with the where do I get started. We aren't able to fund every application that comes in, and so we do want every person who applies to be able to put together the strongest proposal that they can. And so the program officers will be providing some guidance about how to do that. And the other thing is that our program officers are always here and available to answer questions. So we really want people to pick up the phone and call them. Program officers are eager to answer questions, to provide guidance, and to help anyone who is interested in accessing an Arts Board grant be better prepared to do that.
The Minnesota State Arts Board offers a general information session on Friday, April 15th at noon at the Duluth Art Institute. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.